Watch, Black Trans Lives Matter protester claims racism only exists because of capitalism. By Kurt Zindelka on June 29, 2020. The Black Lives Matter protests took an intersectional turn over the weekend in London as BLM and LGBTQ activists called for an end to the capitalist system and the abolition of police. On Saturday, hundreds of leftist activists took to the streets of the British capital. Despite the legal ban on such gatherings under the coronavirus regulations, in what was termed a Black Trans Lives Matter protest. Demonstrators chanted slogans such as "The UK is not innocent" and "Take it to the streets and fuck the police, no justice, no peace." One black radical protester claimed that racism only exists because of capitalism and therefore the black community need to cut off their money. "We need to make a bigger challenge, stop paying our taxes. Stop turning up to their workplace," adding, "If we can strike for climate, we can strike for black lives." She went on to pronounce that "these days I see the police, they aren't out here to protect the people. They are out here to protect buildings and statues." The Black Trans Lives Matter protest drew support from the youngest member of parliament, Nadia Whittam, the 23-year-old Labour Party MP for Nottingham East, who wrote on social media, "Thousands marched for hashtag Black Trans Lives Matter today. Past a parliament that currently has zero trans MPs and is eroding trans rights when we must urgently extend them. This will change. My inbox is always open to trans people wanting to stand for election," Whittam added. Another masked protester claiming to represent the activist organization Justice for Black Lives said, "We need Britain to know how and why it is racist today." She said that her organization is calling for a defunding and abolition of police in the United Kingdom, adding, "Whether we are guilty or not, we should not end up in cages, we need rehabilitation. When we say defund the police, we want to take that power away and give it to community support that actually fucking works," the leftist activist explained. Later, as the protest moved outside of the Department of Education, the same masked protester addressed a conspiracy about Black Lives Matter UK. She said that "our organization has been in contact with them and said that the leaders of BLM UK are indeed facilitating the protest but cannot reveal themselves, because there is a great threat from police interception and right-wing interception. They have already had their lives ruined by fascists, who want to dismantle them, who want to break them, and we need to protect these leaders. That's why I have my mask on today, I'm protecting myself. So I'm just clarifying, they are real, they are black, and they are in support of all black life," she claimed. Black Lives Matter UK protesters have been protesting across the United Kingdom since the death of US citizen George Floyd last month, often violently clashing with police in London. Over the past 3 weeks alone, some 140 officers have been injured in policing the protests, and a recent spate of street parties turned riots in the capital, all illegal under the nation's coronavirus laws, although the authorities are doing little to enforce them. BLM protests. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.